Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Top local story of this hour, new legislation signed by Governor Pritzker gives more power to local school councils. WBBM's Miguel Esparza has the story.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a legislation empowering local school councils. The law establishes local school councils for public small schools, creates LSC seats for 7th and 8th grade students, restores LSC powers for schools on probation for more than 5 years, and establishes binding elections for all student LSC seats. Also creates a more transparent vetting process for board-appointed staff members. Miguel Esparza, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
After a growing number of organized smash-and-grab thefts from high-end stores along Michigan Avenue and in suburban malls, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says his task force has recovered tens of thousands of stolen items. A team of 15 investigators from his office unpacked goods recovered from 8 storage units in 2 undisclosed locations. Raoul says it took more than 4 hours to unpack all the stolen items, electronics, beauty supplies, and high-end food items.
The pictures just don't do justice to how much stuff it was. So if you think about 15 people spending hours unloading stuff, right? It's a lot of items that were recovered.
There has only been one arrest in the case so far. Police and the Attorney General's office believe this is part, though, of a larger criminal activities situation here by gangs, including money laundering and human trafficking. A gun buyback is in Evanston today. It's organized by Carolyn Murray, who lost her son to gun violence in 2012. The Evanston Police Department will be partnering with the Evanston Community Foundation and the Mount Zion Baptist Church in Evanston, and also Ms. Murray, of course. It begins today at 11 this morning, runs through 3 this afternoon, $100 per gun, $25 for ammunition. Oh, Chicago jazz trumpeter Burgess Gardner has died. Gardner was 85, played with the greats, and also taught music in Chicago's public schools. He played with Count Basie, Etta James, Ray Charles, Sarah Vaughan, just to name a few. Former assistant coach with Illinois State University football is going to court.
In the spring and summer of last year, assistant football coach Kurt Beathard was on leave from ISU following the death of his wife. During that time, his attorney says a Black Lives Matter poster was placed on his office door, a move some coaches had made in a sign of solidarity. When Beathard returned to campus, he removed the poster and replaced it with one that read, "All Lives Matter to Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." That prompted some players to boycott practice, and in September, head coach Brock Spack and then athletic director Larry Lyons dismissed Beathard from the team. The Tribune reports he is now suing the two, claiming his firing was a violation of his First Amendment rights. As a result, the suit claims Beathard suffered from mental and emotional distress, as well as economic damages due to a loss of income. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 6-story condo building in suburban Milwaukee, the subject of structural complaints dating back to June of 2020, has been evacuated now. Engineers found the structure in imminent danger of collapsing. A total of 65 people evacuated. Waukesha officials say 23 rooms were provided by the Salvation Army. A group of volunteers working to clean up the city of Chicago has picked up literally tons of litter, but the founder says there's a lot more to do. Catherine Tellick created Clean Up Club Chicago.
Our total this year was 6,459 pounds of trash collected. In the time since we began in July 2020, we have collected 8,700 pounds of litter.
Cleanup Club Chicago has been busy lobbying city and state agencies to do more to help reduce litter in the city, including adding more trash cans and cleaning up such things as vacant lots and highway ramps. Former State Police Merit Board official accused of filing false overtime reports is facing a new allegation.
Jenny Thornley, a former financial officer with the State Police Merit Board, was fired last year from her post. Thornley is accused of falsifying overtime, raking in more than $71,000 in workers' comp disability payments, linked to allegations of sexual assault that were labeled as unsubstantiated. The Tribune says Thornley has a federal lawsuit pending against Jack Garcia, then the Merit Board's executive director, and the Merit Board, alleging retaliation against her for calling out Garcia over alleged harassment and sexual misconduct. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says his organized retail crime task force has removed more than $1 million in stolen goods this past week that are believed to be part of a larger criminal network, including money laundering and human trafficking.
The actual operation of these organized schemes are a lot more sophisticated than might be reflected in the footage of the commonly seen smash and grab group thefts. There's a well-organized secondary market.
Raoul says it took investigators more than 8 hours to unpack all the stolen clothes, electronics, beauty supplies, and high-end food items. A case of the COVID-19 variant Omicron in a Minnesota resident linked to an anime convention in New York has public health officials here urging Chicagoans who were there to get tested now. WBBM's Mike Krauser has the latest.
The convention at the Javits Center drew about 50,000 people between November 19th and the 21st, and the Department of Public Health says anyone from the Chicago area who was there should be tested. It said on Twitter, crucially, stay away from others if you test positive. Masks were required at the convention and proof of vaccination. The Minnesota resident reportedly had 3 doses and was experiencing mild symptoms. Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwoody.
So we are definitely still learning about what makes Omicron different from the rest. The WHO defined it as a variant of concern like Delta, and scientists the world over, including right here in Chicago, are studying this new variant.
Also, health officials in Milwaukee reporting the new variant infected 5 people who attended a wedding on November 27th. A total of 12 people at the wedding tested positive for COVID-19, all California residents who traveled to Wisconsin. All were reported to have been vaccinated, and most had boosters as well. They, too, are reported to have mild symptoms. That's an update on the new variant not yet detected in the Chicago area.
Well, the mayor of South Suburban Calumet City has COVID. He's quarantining at home. Calumet City spokesperson Sean Howard says Mayor Thaddeus Jones, who is also the state representative for the 29th District, feels fine after the positive test, except for a couple of small issues.
Very minor symptoms, runny nose, a sneeze here or there, but he said nothing totally abnormal. His appetite is pretty much the same. But he credits the fact that he and his family have been fully vaccinated. So therefore, you know, this thing could have been much worse.
Howard says Jones' 14-day quarantine at home will be followed by another test for COVID before returning to City Hall and his legislative office. A program 20 years in the making, getting ready for the upcoming winter.
As the weather turns colder in Illinois and we get ready for the snowfalls of the winter, a program in Waukegan Township is preparing as they enter their 20th year of service to residents 55 and older. The service removes snow from approximately 550 people's homes. This program is an extension from a summer landscaping service that helps more than 600 residents. It is free of charge to those residents who require it and can provide proof of residency. When the program originally launched, it served 12 seniors at the time. Miguel Esparza, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The founder of a Chicago-based Christmas decoration company says it's been a busy holiday season so far.
Glenview-based UltraLit Tree Company is the maker of the Lightkeeper Pro that zaps a dead line of holiday lights back to life. Founder and president John DeCosmo tells the WBBM Noon Business Hour that this has been a stressful holiday season. Between the supply chain issues that are just starting to ease and the continued interest in elaborate holiday light displays, he says people turn to holiday lights as one way to cope with the stress of the pandemic nearly 2 years ago.
People went to the basement, the attic, and they brought out their lights to make themselves feel good going into a very ugly pandemic.
It started in March of 2020, he says, and continued through the holidays.
Everybody stayed at home last year, and therefore one of the objectives was to make the house prettier, and everything in this trade did just that.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.